Hello everyone, welcome to today's podcast of the Speed Swallow Wellness, and I'm your host Susi Priya. I'm excited to dive into a topic which is so important: speech therapy for nonverbal neurodivergent children, moving towards communication. As we dive into this, I want to remind all the parents listening that you're not alone on this journey. Watching your child struggle with communication can feel isolating, but with the right approach, there are so many ways we can support nonverbal children in unlocking their potential to connect with the world around them. Today, we are going to make this as interactive as possible. I will share some strategies that you can apply with your child, and we will walk through an example together to make things clearer. Let's start with a question. Have you ever noticed your child pointing at something they want but not saying a word? Maybe they are looking at their favorite snack on their table and you know exactly what they want, but they just can't verbalize it. That's where AAC, or augmentative alternative communication, comes in. Let's imagine you have a child named Sam. Sam is 5 years old and he is nonverbal. You're in the kitchen and he walks over to the fridge and points at it. You know he is probably thirsty, but he doesn't say anything. Now, this is a moment where we can introduce AAC, augmentative and alternative communication, to help Sam communicate more effectively. You could have a picture board on your fridge, maybe one with pictures of different drinks, juice, water, milk, so on. When Sam points to the fridge, you can bring him over to the board and say, "Sam, are you thirsty? Which one do you want? Juice or water or milk?" Sam might not respond with words, but maybe he points to the picture of juice. Then you can say, "Juice, you want juice? Yes, Sam, you can have juice." And then hand him the juice. Now, that might seem like a small interaction, but what just happened here is Sam used a nonverbal cue to communicate his need, and by bridging that behavior with an AAC system, you helped him express his choice. You also modeled the word juice for him, linking the action to the word. Even though he didn't speak, he communicated, and that's a win. I know some of you might be thinking, if I use AAC, my child won't be learning to speak, and that might limit my child in speaking. The answer is literally no. In fact, AAC can enhance verbal speech by showing your child that communication is possible. It takes away the frustration of not being understood, and that success motivates them to try more, and even verbally. Let's get back to our example with Sam. Over time, as he continues using the picture board, he will start to understand that when he points to the picture of juice, he gets juice. Eventually, he might begin to mimic the sound of the letter or the word, or even say it aloud, because he's learned that the words hold meaning and value. Now, let's talk about those moments when your child might not be using AAC yet, but they are trying to communicate in other ways. Maybe they are pulling you towards something or making a sound that seems random. These are signs of communication intent. Your child is trying to tell you something, even if it is not with words. In Sam's case, let's imagine he is tugging on your hand and leading you to the toy shelf. He doesn't speak, but you know he's trying to tell you he wants to play with a particular toy. This is another opportunity to bridge behavior to speech. Even if Sam doesn't respond verbally, you have still modeled the language for him. And you are reinforcing that his actions have communicative value. Here's a little exercise I would love for you to have try it at home. Find or create a simple picture board of your child's favorite things like snacks, toys, drinks, etc. When they point, gesture, or even make a sound that indicates they want something, guide them to the picture and help them select what they need. Then label it for them out loud. This is one of the simple ways to make your child communicate, and always celebrate small victories. That's how the child gets a positive outcome and positive way to speak or to communicate even non-verbally. Now back to you. For all the parents tuning in, remember that this journey is a marathon, not a sprint. There is always a hope, and with the right tools like AAC systems, recognizing communication intent and bridging nonverbal behavior to speech, there are countless ways to help nonverbal neurodivergent children take that first step towards expressing themselves. Remember, every small victory counts. Like with Sam, it starts with one small interaction, a point, a picture, or even just a look. And from there, your child can grow towards more complex forms of communication. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this conversation has sparked some ideas for you and given you hope for the journey ahead. You have got this, and your child's communication journey is just beginning. Let's keep moving forward together. Until next time, take care and keep believing in possibilities.